Hello, I'm Brian. Penis.
Really?
I'm dying to do that.
You know, I'm just going to let that go. I'm just letting it go because we do like penis. So I'm Brian. We got Jared here. We got the question.
Hello. Penis.
And yes, and Eric.
Hi.
The answer is penis. The question is, may I see it? I don't know. Anyway, we're here doing a Marvel movie 101. This is our little microsode for Flame On, and it's for all of you out there who have never seen a Marvel movie. I don't think we're going to try to assume you've never heard of Marvel. We'll assume at least that.
Assume our fan base has seen some of these movies, or...
We'll fill in your gaps.
And we'll refresh your memory.
We'll fill your holes, and we'll leave you satisfied.
Oh, I like that. Fill your holes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But we're going to start old school. We have not seen Avengers yet, at least as of the day we are recording this. It will be released Friday, May 4th, so it's going to be very, very exciting for us very soon. We are going to talk about the history of Marvel movies. So before this recent crop of movies, there has been a whole bunch of Marvel movies we want to at least let you know about. We're going to then talk about our favorite pre-Avengers Marvel movies. These are all the movies made by Marvel Studios leading up to the inevitable culmination of the Avengers. And, of course, what are we excited about? What do we know? What very little do we know about the Avengers and all that? And things after the Avengers, because Marvel does have a long-term plan, and there's some already things in the works that we can talk about. So let's start with some old-school stuff. Did you guys know? I didn't know this. I looked this up on the internets. The first Marvel movie adaptation was Captain America. Not the most recent one, but like from 19...
The TV show.
Well, but even before that.
Even before, really?
1944, from Republic Pictures, there was a Captain America movie.
I think really? I saw it.
Have you?
Was it like the same people that had the Batman with the hanging over the ears thing? And
what?
Old school Batman, too.
Really?
The 1940s, yeah.
Oh.
Huh. Because I remember like old school Superman. Yeah. Of course, everybody's seen or probably, you know.
Wait, was it black and white?
Well, yeah, 44.
Yeah,
it's got to be.
Okay, I have not seen that one.
Yeah.
Though. I've seen the other bad one.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. So that was back, like, way back. Obviously, Marvel really didn't know what the hell they were doing. It was probably even, like, Timely Comics and all that stuff before, like, really proper Marvel. But anyway, so then after that, we had a long period of nothing. The comic books weren't a big movie thing.
We had the Dolph Lundgren Punisher that was just phenomenal.
That's what we're getting to. So I have named this era the crappy era.
The crappy era.
Or the error era. One of the movies Marvel actually did license is Howard the Duck. And now I have seen Howard the Duck.
So have I.
Howard the Duck is terrible, but it's got a cult sort of, you know, value to it.
You
got to
give, like, the first few minutes of the movie some credit because of all like the duck themed things they threw in there.
Oh God!
Like the the duck puns for celebrities. The duck porn.
The duck porn was maybe a step too far. Yeah. I don't know. But
I don't even remember.
It's
all
bad.
Leah Thompson was in it.
It was George Lucas. George Lucas.
Lucas at his
what?
Almost his low point. I think Phantom Menace might beat that.
Yeah.
But anyway. So Howard the Duck was a Marvel property, if you didn't know that. And hopefully you've not seen it. Punisher, of course, with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not that a lot of the Punisher other films have been that amazing, but let's face it, the Dolph Lundgren one is definitely the
worst.
But
back in the day, he was still pretty hot, and he was naked in the first couple of minutes. So
yeah, that's
so
true.
That made me happy for a minute.
Yeah. Well,
I paused it.
Was that in your
my business?
Was that in your spank bank? Nice.
Yeah. Well, not in the bank.
Not in the
bank.
No. The VHS lines moving.
VHS lines, exactly. Everything.
So, and then they did a Captain America film with who was the Captain America? Wasn't he somebody famous?
I don't remember. Yeah, he was. I just saw it right before Captain America the movie came out. They aired it on, I think, Sci-Fi.
God, it was bad too.
That was horrible.
Pretty bad.
That was really bad. Is that the one where he had this move where he would pretend he was going to get out of the car, then ran around to the other side and got back in and stole the car from the girl?
Yes.
And he did that like twice, and he thought it was like so like hot shit.
Yeah.
I was really sad when I saw that movie because the Red Skull was there for like 5 seconds.
Wasn't he like really like intense? He's like, you will not survive the day, Red Skull. I'm the Red Skull, I'm superior.
So not a bad Red Skull, really, compared to the new one. Of course, there was also the Roger Corman Fantastic Four movie.
Did you guys see that? I saw pictures and stills.
I've never seen it. I don't remember if I saw the whole thing.
I heard it was like pulled from...
Yeah, you know what you're getting with that. It's pretty dreadful, but almost intentionally so. You know, the whole Mystery Science Theater, terrible movie thing. I'm surprised they didn't actually do that for that movie. And there was also, and I didn't put this on the list, a Nick Fury movie with
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I saw that as a kid.
That was horrible.
Yeah. So again, this is the crappy era. We're gonna leave the crappy era now after that little commiserating with what I guess you could call the pre-Marvel Studios era. This is the era when Marvel said, you know, we should probably make good movies. I think this was maybe inspired by some of the early, not the most recent Batman, but like the 89 Batman, you know, like, hey, let's start making good movies.
Right.
So they licensed their properties out to actual production companies, mm-hmm. real, you know, with money and everything. And they were able to make some great movies, including Blade.
Blade was the...
That started it off, right?
Yeah.
The very first, and people proved that a comic book property could make big bucks.
Exactly.
It was a huge success. People loved it. And then that sort of led the way for X-Men came out a couple years later.
Yep. I just masturbated
Spider-Man.
Three is when you
Three's
lost
like,
it.
Oh, God. My penis
And actually,
hit.
Marvel was they got like very small cuts. For like Blade, which ended up making like, I don't know, let's say like $90 million or whatever, they got like $25,000.
Wow.
For it.
And I think X-Men, they only got like a million.
Yeah.
Everybody was investing in the stocks.
I think they got the three X-Men movies must have made like almost $1 billion. No, more like $500 million.
So
but
I wonder,
Marvel Studios got, I think, $25 million.
If this was in the era when Marvel was kind of regrouping, they were having really all that financial trouble as a company. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is when they started selling off these rights to sort of reboot themselves, and with the little money they did get, or with a lot of money they probably got from selling the rights, you know, they were able to kind of reboot.
Is it Kevin Feige?
Feige.
Feige. Well, I read a really good article. I think it was on Comic Book Resources. That detailed the history of Marvel Studios and his sort of rise through the company, and he was responsible for a lot of this, for making Marvel Studios.
Avi Arad was before him, uh-huh, too. They both were very integral into all this.
Yeah.
So then they decided after, and of course, Spider-Man and Fantastic Four.
Mm.
Which, you know, I like Fantastic Four. Oh, and the original Incredible Hulk movie, not the show, of course,
with Eric Bana.
Yes,
Bana Hulk.
I have to like Spider-Man because it's, you know, it's Sam Raimi.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, the first one, the second one's pretty good, but yeah, obviously the third one kind of went downhill. But anyway, so those were they're good, and you know, the two varying quality. But Marvel decided, like you said, with Kevin, I think, too, let's bring it back in house. We want more creative control. We want to do our own thing, and that's when they founded Marvel Studios, which still uses major studios for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So all the movies that are coming out now, they are Marvel Studios, but they use Paramount or I'm sure Disney in some
fashion. Yeah, Disney has them all.
Well, yeah, now, of course.
You'll see the Disney castle before all of
these. That's true.
Instead of Tinkerbell, is Iron Man flying around at the top. No, I'm just kidding.
It'd be Janet. It'd be Wasp.
That would be a
Wasp. Oh, perfect.
How perfect, right?
Or Dazzler for the fireworks.
Oh, we can only hope. So with the Marvel Studio era, we had, of course, Iron Man.
Oh. So
and
good.
This really did have to do really well to prove that Marvel could do their own thing. And it was excellent. I mean,
above and beyond all expectations.
Jon Favreau,
Robert Downey Jr.
together brought this amazing, amazing rendition of Iron Man. And now, I mean, gosh, every piece of media you see reflects kind of that sort of cocky, I can't say his name, Robert Downey Jr. kind of, you know, approach to Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The cartoon.
He's front and center on all the Avengers posters.
Yes,
you know, Captain
is.
America is usually like the leader and in charge, but I think Robert Downey Jr. is going to, he's taken all the promotion, and I think he might take the movie too.
Well,
like,
even
the
cartoon
movie.
Puts Tony Stark right out in front. You know, I was just watching it last night, and I was remarkable how much Iron Man is the center of the team.
Dark
and that hasn't always been that way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason for that too.
Exactly.
Without giving anything away, but be that as it may. All right. So, and then of course they follow that up by taking back the rights to Incredible Hulk. So before the first Incredible Hulk came out, it was not Marvel Studios. Then they said, you know what? We're just going to let that go. Pretend it didn't happen. Almost. We're going to make a new one. But they didn't do an origin story again. Instead, they just kind of picked up sort of in the middle of the story, like most comics would.
They gave Abomination's origin.
Yeah, and the Abomination and somebody else, so the leader, sort of, guy at the end.
They started the leader.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
They actually did a comic book that picks up on all the threads from all the movies, and like they show the leader sort of after post Hulk.
Oh.
I forget. Did you read that comic book? I kind of flipped through it. I forget what it was.
We have it. I haven't read it.
Yeah, yeah. There's something out there that's picking up all the ties from the movies. And
okay.
And,
well, wasn't it Doc Samson also?
Yes. He became Doc Samson.
Yes. I cut you off. Sorry. But yeah,
no, that's
Hulk,
okay.
Incredible Hulk, which was, I didn't think it was a great movie.
It was an Iron Man.
What's really funny about that is because the first one, which was just Hulk by Ang Lee.
Ang Lee, yep.
They had that debuted to, I think, $54 million. It had the worst drop off from the next weekend ever. Everyone's like, oh, it was terrible, blah, blah, blah.
It had a lot of negative word of mouth.
Yeah. And so, you know, a couple of years went by, whatever. They remade this new one with Edward Norton, Incredible Hulk. And it debuted with $53.5 million.
Almost identical.
So it turns out that it's not really anyone's particular fault. It's just that's how much money that character can
open.
Yeah, I think
it's just the character in general.
Yeah.
It's just that's the audience for the Hulk.
And yet the TV show was wildly popular.
Yeah.
Wildly popular. Yeah. That's actually why I like this Hulk, the Incredible Hulk, better than the first one, because it paid more homage to the TV show. And I thought Edward Norton was a pretty good Bruce Banner. Of course, they've moved on and that whole thing because he's not in Avengers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different actor again.
Mark Ruffalo. Actually, I heard because the big difference with the Hulk and Incredible Hulk was that it was all about him trying to fix himself,
yes,
or get rid of the Hulk or whatever.
Right.
But Mark Ruffalo and Joss Whedon, they were talking about how they wanted to do the Bill Bixby version, and where he was just trying to help other people with his powers.
Right.
Yeah.
And less whiny.
Yeah,
more,
and from previews. Yeah, yeah. So we'll have to see on May 4th, you know.
I already did an incredible job.
Yeah, we have spies.
An incredible job?
Oh.
Oh, you know.
So Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2, I think a lot of people were a little disappointed by this, mainly because it was less about Iron Man and more about Whiplash, which is a shitty character, and the recast War Machine.
Yeah.
Which was okay. Black Widow and the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff.
Right.
Like, it was almost like the first of the movies where you could tell that Avengers thing was on the horizon. They had teased it, I think, in Iron Man 1.
Yeah.
They had, that's where Nick Fury, played by
Avengers Initiative.
Yeah,
think, right?
By Samuel Jackson, came out and kind of teased it. So, I mean, they knew they were going to go that way, but this was the first movie where it really started to kind of lay the groundwork.
Yeah. There was almost too much S.H.I.E.L.D., if you can think.
There was a lot of Black Widow, there was a lot of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then they also, like, teased
Agent
about
Coulson.
His... alcoholism, but not really why.
Yeah,
he's an
they didn't
alcoholic.
Go full on demon in the bottle, but they kind of
just sort of drinking with and using his suit like everybody else.
But
would.
I blame Whiplash.
Like DJing a party
but I gotta
in
say,
the
Whiplash
Iron Man suit.
It's like his pictures in the comic books before this movie was just
horrible.
With
true,
the big purple ponytail.
It was a terrible.
They made him look like a badass.
No, he did. It just was a very uninteresting kind of thing to me. Now, what I liked was the Edward Norton, not Edward Norton.
Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. I don't know why I do that. Sam Rockwell's character was it Stain? Is that who he was?
No, he was Justin Hammer.
Oh, Hammer.
He was
Hammer,
old
Hammer.
In the comics, but they made him younger to be more of a rival.
That was
in the movie.
I really enjoyed that whole thing.
The best scene was right before the race car.
Yep.
When there was just Gwyneth Paltrow, Robert Downey Jr., and Sam Rockwell just sort of like dicking around and ad-libbing and stuff. Oh,
mm-hmm.
That was the best part.
Yeah,
but if that's the best part of an Iron Man movie,
I know, right?
Made a mistake.
But, you know, part of the appeal of Iron Man is that he is a person in the armor, and Tony Stark is a charming, irascible, whatever. So, Thor, of course, then the last summer's one of two big Marvel movies. Yes, we all love our Hemsworth. Is that my
Chris
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Yeah. Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
So,
was pretty hot too.
I was skeptical.
Oh yeah, Liam Hemsworth is in
Hunger Games.
Yeah,
We already touched on that.
I was really skeptical because all I had seen Hemsworth in was Star Trek, the reboot.
Yeah,
where he plays Kirk's dad. And
father,
I was like, really, this guy? He doesn't. But then you see the picture, and you're just like, of course,
the big muscly. Oh,
he did a fair job. It was a solid. Movie.
It was a very solid movie.
Although his Loki stole the movie.
Yeah, I think I like that Loki kind of build up. I'm glad they didn't just start out with him full bore evil.
You know,
he had this kind of tension and then kind of went the direction he did, which will play a big role in the Avengers movie from what we've seen.
Yeah, I can't wait to see, you know.
I'm sorry.
Now, that was one of the two summer movies last summer. And then, or was it last summer? It was last
summer.
It was last summer.
Last
year.
Captain America. Captain America, to me, was probably the pinnacle of these kind of movies since the first Iron Man because, I mean, it wasn't just a period piece, but it was. It had such good, like, grounding of showing weak, puny, you know, Steve, you know, going into mighty, awesome, muscle, you know, action hero Steve. But, you know, it played off the Bucky thing, I thought, very well, even though it changed a little bit, right? And it tied it in, of course, if you guys saw it, ties it into the present and kind of really is like that first scene, I guess, sort of leading into the Avengers, you know, when Nick Fury shows up and says, hey.
The movie ended is the same outfit he's in the Avenger trailer.
Yeah, that's right? What it looked like.
Tannish and the white.
Yeah, kind of like he's just in plain clothes, whatever. But I really liked the Captain America movie because the soundtrack was amazing. It was my favorite of the movies. And they had a production number showing Cap in his like cheesy comics costume
punching Hitler
which was awesome because that I mean they joked about that. They're like, we had to change the costume because the actual one from the comic originally, I mean, they've kind of morphed it now, it's a little more modernized now, especially in the Ultimates universe, it looks stupid. It's stupid. It would never work in real life, and they made it work as a joke in the production number, so I thought that was brilliant. Plus I like Joe Johnson, he's a great director. So
although I don't like how they updated his costume. He looks like kind of like a Power Ranger to me.
Really?
Yeah, I love the movie? Yeah, in the Avengers movie. And the World War II was nice because it looked practical and kind of beat up and had like straps on it.
Everything had a reason.
This new one, it doesn't look very good.
Maybe it will fit better when we see him in action. Like we'll go, oh, okay, that's why.
Kevlar and it's this new material now. You know, Tony Stark
It just doesn't look as... Maybe once I see it in action, I'll think
I'm hoping, because that was how I thought about the redesign too. Oh yeah.
You notice how none of the characters are wearing helmets?
No.
Thor wore his helmet for like 10 seconds of the beginning of Thor and never put it on again. Captain America takes his helmet off his mask off as much as he can. They're always going inside Tony's helmet or taking his helmet off completely.
Yes.
Just because these actors need FaceTime.
Well, exactly. You can't emote as an actor
and
without...
And Incredible Hulk now looks like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And before they didn't because they wanted to be like Man and Beast, like two different things. But they actually wanted it to look like the Hulk. They wanted to look like the actor this time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, like, we've seen trailers for the Avengers. We've seen all these movies leading up to it. What are you guys most excited about with this new movie? I mean, go for it, Jared. You're not? Okay.
Thanks for coming.
But you're gonna see it.
I'm excited to see big muscly man. Also,
right. And you might like it. Now, I'll tell you right now. I'm most excited about the fact that Joss Whedon is getting a chance to make a big action comic movie, which is probably his dream come true.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's made good quality products for many years, many times in TV and now in movies with like Serenity and Cabin in the Woods. I'm really excited to see what he brings to this. I mean, all the characters are interesting. All that's great. We didn't even mention Hawkeye. I just realized.
Oh, yeah, Hawkeye.
How he came out in Thor and briefly mentioned.
The worst represented of all of the
I was
yeah.
the people had
heroes.
No idea the Marvel Universe. And like, why did he pick up the bow? How come he didn't get the gun? I was like,
Hopefully he's a badass in the movie and we'll have to worry about explaining it in the future. But what
horrible
else are we excited
high-tech
about?
Aliens are attacking us quick.
Black Widow's got a gun.
Get the archer and the girl with the gun.
That honestly I don't like. I know they're SHIELD agents.
Yes,
so we should talk about that. And then in the movie what we do know is we got Nick Fury, of course, you guys all know Nick
and Maria
Fury,
Hill
Jackson. And Maria Hill played by the chick from
Mother
Good Mother.
How I Met Your Mother?
No. Oh, yeah. How I Met Your Mother. Maybe.
It looked like, I don't know if it is her.
Yeah.
It looked like
I think that's who it is. We'll find out. but Maria Hill, you know, more of a recent character, not been around for too long, but kind of a bitch.
What is she again? She's like Fury's
right-hand
person. Woman.
Yeah. And of course, you know, Black Widow and Hawkeye they're the SHIELD agents.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guessing we'll get to see a helicarrier. I don't remember if I saw any. Oh, yeah.
There's
a helicarrier because there's like I looked at the Lego sets. That's the only spoilers I really know. And I know there's a Hulk breakout from the helicarrier set. So that's about it. But
remember there was the big hype of what are these aliens?
Yes.
Or what are these monsters that are attacking Earth? They said what they were.
Chitauri.
Chitauri, which are the ultimate versions of the Skrulls.
Right.
But these don't resemble either. They were these nasty creatures in the Ultimates, and they're these green things with lines on their chin, alien, you know, things in normal Marvel Universe. These look like The Mummy.
Yeah.
You know, the Mummy from the Mummy movies with, like, it smashed with, like, a Transformer.
Huh.
To me.
Well, and
for
it's
the close-ups
so,
I've seen.
It's so weird because there was so much speculation. Everyone didn't know, and now it kind of makes sense because they probably, when they were filming it, were just like, well, they're called this, but it's really Skrulls. I mean, yeah. From that's what I've heard. That they're really stand-ins for
yeah.
Skrulls.
Yeah, exactly. Bottom line, Skrull.
Because they couldn't, and supposedly, this is the rumor, I don't know if it's true, you can't use the Skrulls because it's tied into the Fantastic Four rights.
I heard that.
That's yeah, tied up in 20th Century Fox.
Whatever.
Who knows?
It. Honestly, it doesn't matter what their name is.
Yeah. Ultimately, all that matters is that Loki is the one that is responsible for bringing the Avengers together in the actual Marvel Universe. I think in the Ultimates, didn't he play a role too?
Oh, it's always him, but I wish Wasp and Ant-Man.
I know.
Or I'm hoping they get something.
Yeah.
This is Hank Pym, and then that's it.
Well, if he's a scientist on the helicopter, Wasp, I could be okay with that. But they were, you know.
Janet is the most disrespected Marvel character, I think, of the Avengers. Not only did Ant-Man slap the crap out of her, you know, and disrespect her in that way. But, I mean, think about it. She got killed off in Marvel continuity. She's not in anywhere in this Avengers thing that we've seen.
True.
Nothing.
At least she's in the cartoon.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. She's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, she's awesome in the Marvel Avengers.
But I understand why Ant-Man, because they're trying to develop an Ant-Man movie. So I guess they figured, well, we don't want to bring that in yet and blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. That's sad. Yeah. What else are we excited about, though?
I'm so excited just the fact that this has never been done before. This is the most ambitious, like, movie crossover ever. They made 5 movies and weaved together a mythology with, you know, actors and everything. Now they're bringing them together to make one giant, huge, 2.5-hour summer blockbuster superhero movie.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, if you were to tell me this 5 years ago, I'd be like, bullshit.
Yeah.
They're never going to do that. It's like, look what they do with, like, the X-Men. Like, no, that's as far as they'll ever go.
Right.
No, this is to give each character their own movie and then stick them all together. Oh,
it is
so cool.
It is. It's quite an achievement. I mean, DC, your heart out. You've had these Superman and Batman movies for years.
Justice League
DC is like, look, I mean, they got Batman, and that's about it.
We got Superman. Coming.
No, you're right. That's coming, but you don't know if that's good or bad yet. Yeah. But I'm just saying, DC, actually, it was funny. One of their higher ups, one of their execs was like, oh, you know, Marvel's just like throwing all their characters out there all at once. We respect our properties. Like, that was their answer to what are they going to do with Marvel? But actually, their answer is to make a Justice League movie.
That
would be nice.
And then do the other characters.
Well, they've already kind of established Green Lantern and Superman and Batman.
Right. But
40,000 times in Superman and Batman.
Well, right.
Well, anyways, enough about
who knows.
But you know, I think that's really cool. I just want to see everyone in action. I want to see how they come together. I know Joss Whedon's known for his dialogue and his characters, and he did Astonishing X-Men.
Yep.
I'm sure a bunch of people have read that.
Amazing.
It's one of the best X-Men runs ever.
And I'm all about his Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
We love Buffy. Firefly. Dr. Horrible. Well, I mean, there's everything he's done.
Yeah. What's funny is that he's actually known for killing a lot of his characters.
Yes.
But you can't kill any of these Avengers.
Well.
You can't.
You couldn't. They come back because I mean, they come back out anyway.
Oh, sure.
It's a soap opera.
I know exactly.
You could.
Oh, Thor, look how many times we've killed him in the comic books the past 2 years.
Gosh, don't get me started. So, what else? Is there anything else we're looking forward to? I mean, they're all great performers. Yep. The special effects look amazing. Blah blah blah. I mean, everything is like this is building up. This is going
to
be huge.
I can't wait to see that one scene when they're all in that camera.
Of course.
Around them, they're all standing there.
Oh, I did find this out. I don't know if you guys are planning on seeing an IMAX. If you go, evidently, on IMAX opening night, like the Thursday midnight, they give out like cool posters, and the poster looks really nice. So if anyone is interested and they like posters, I might be going at midnight.
We have a couple at the shop.
Oh.
If you want.
I got a shirt. At least I got a shirt.
Well, if you are near an IMAX and you want to, if this is like the thing that will make or break your decision to go at midnight, there you go.
This is going to be released on the web after.
Yeah,
that midnight show.
Well, so. Yeah,
it's like you're saying it like informatively.
Well, this is true. I'm trying to help our listeners decide to see it in IMAX. IMAX is an awesome. If you can see it in a real IMAX theater, you really should.
But people are saying that it wasn't filmed in IMAX. I don't know. Is this true? It wasn't filmed in IMAX.
I don't know.
And it wasn't filmed in 3D.
It would not surprise me if it wasn't. A lot of movies that are converted after. It's not a lot.
I don't want to see it in 3D or in IMAX, really. I just kind of want to see it normal.
I don't need to see 3D. IMAX would be nice. 3D, whatever. So after the Avengers.
My face.
Really? The hammer in your face?
Yeah.
after the Avengers, of course, Marvel's not done. You know, they're not going to just go, oh, yeah, that was great. Let's move on. No, probably it's going to happen. I mean, we figure they're going to have a sequel to the Avengers at some point.
Well, I could ruin everything like Aaron ruined for me. Would you like me to do that for you guys?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
I'll shut up.
Good. Thank you.
well, what happened was, I'm kidding.
But they are going to go back to these individual characters' movies. We know that Iron Man 3 is already starting production. In fact, they announced this week that it is going to be John Favreau's left. Shane Black.
Mandarin?
Didn't announce it, but it's being co-
Ben Kingsley.
Co-produced in China with Chinese government money, which is interesting. I don't know why they went this way. But, I mean, let's face it. What do we think this means? The villain's going to be the Mandarin, right?
Yeah. Right.
And they've been building it up. They've been teasing it with these little things.
Isn't that racist to call him the Mandarin, though?
Well, in the first one, was it
they
the
might
five
not call
rings
him that then.
The group?
You're right.
Yes, yeah, it is.
The Ten Rings.
Yeah, the Ten Rings. Right, they've been teasing us with this. So hopefully that's the big thing. Someone also said that they're saying it might have the extremist stuff.
No, yeah, the Warren Ellis extremist arc. But the thing is, that's a very similar to Iron Man 2. Iron Man 2, remember he was poisoned by his contraption
in
his chest. And he had to find the cure. And that's the extremist is about nano.
Yeah.
Nanorobot virus. Which is sort of the same thing.
So Iron Man, Tony Stark, he never is without his armor, even if he looks like a human, because his armor can just come right out of his pores, basically.
Yeah, do you think they're going to go that route?
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool. I mean, it's a way to evolve the situation.
But it's awesome to see him as he's, walking on the platform, just the costume just coming off of him.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Right. But yeah.
Now, of course, this isn't related to the Avengers exactly, but another post-Avengers Marvel movie is going to be The Amazing Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is still owned by Sony. It is not Marvel Studios outright, but it is a reboot of the Spider-Man franchise with new actors, new director, everything's new. And the big thing about this is kind of cool for old-school comic fans. They're using Gwen Stacy, not
MJ,
which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you will get to see a slower burn on that story and maybe...
Snap.
Yeah, exactly. It'll all culminate.
Sorry.
It feels like they've plotted sort of a trilogy out, or at least a whole franchise of movies out now. And because I heard that things that happen in this movie might not necessarily all be resolved, with his parents and stuff. I don't know if all of that's true or whatever. Yeah. But I heard that, they're playing the long game on this one because they know the franchise can do well.
We hope. I hope.
They just had three that each made $1 billion worldwide.
I know.
So this is a safe bet.
We hope.
It's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
He's one of the world's most popular heroes.
He is.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wolverine.
That's
the top four.
In fact, they're making a sequel to Wolverine. We didn't even mention that in my list.
Really,
but it's not a sequel. Well, okay, from what I've read, it's not a sequel, but it's another story with Hugh Jackman.
Right?
Supposedly, it's the one set in Japan. Yeah, the samurai story. It's been passed around different directors for a long time.
Well, at one point, Darren Aronofsky who was Black Swan. And
it would have been amazing. I really wish he had done that, but instead, he's doing Noah in the Ark. So then Thor and Cap both have sequels announced.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember who the directors are, but neither Joe Johnston, I think, or Kenneth are coming back for the sequels.
Yeah.
Kenneth had basically said definitely not. Joe Johnston, he may or may not. And then we also know that they're developing a Hulk TV show, a new Hulk TV show.
We hear blurbs about it, but nothing.
Yeah, it's probably pilot. They're probably working on a pilot. And if it hasn't been announced yet, I don't know if it's going to be out this next year. So it might be
maybe winter.
Post-winter kind of thing. So.
And what's interesting is about the Hulk is he's, from what I've heard from reviews of the Avengers, is that one of the best parts of the movie is the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, and what they did with the story. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it.
Yep.
But they ask, the execs and stuff, this means you're going to make a Hulk movie, right? And they go, no, well, just because, we got it right here doesn't mean we're going to go run off and make a whole movie.
Right.
Maybe he'll just always be sort of a guest character in these, big Avengers movies, but not, we won't give him his own movie.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they want to risk ruining, what they've already established.
Right.
Keep him wanting more.
Yeah.
Now, Jessica Jones, they're also doing a series. Jessica Jones. It's in a pilot.
With
is that
Iron Fist
Glimmer?
And Ms. Marvel.
No, Jim.
Well, not Iron Fist.
Jim.
Jim. That was her superhero name.
Jim. Okay.
Yeah, you're still reading it, right?
Yes, I'm reading it. It's very good.
Yeah, Brian Michael Bendis, probably one of his better Marvel products, especially in light of some of the recent Marvel things he's done. And
what has he done that's been bad?
Avengers haven't been great.
Oh, you're right. It's been okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's development, and I feel like I'm missing something, but that's a lot.
Well, we got X-Men 2.
Oh, yeah, X-Men 2 or First Class 2. I didn't mention that. Yeah, that was a great reboot. Again, not Marvel Studios, but
that's Fox.
And they're rebooting Fantastic Four.
That's, yeah, I heard that. They're gonna do
that's really coming any out. Word on? But,
no,
anything?
I think it's still very, very early for that. I still think the original cast, the only one I didn't like was Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
She was worthless. The rest of them were great, I thought.
They actually were. I thought Johnny Storm and the Thing were really well done, but the rest
Mr.
of the
Fantastic.
Cast was pretty bad.
Oh, I love Mr. Fantastic.
Really?
Was in the second one.
Ian Griffith?
Hot.
Oh, awesome. Love him. He's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
another there's
blurb.
All these other...
Yeah, there are a lot of blurbs.
So they want to go, I think, somebody said they're trying to focus on the B or C-list characters now.
Right.
Of course, Ant-Man.
And then, like, someone keeps talking about, like, there's the Cosmic Heroes.
Ugh. That'll be the day.
No, I heard.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The War of Kings.
Makes me wet.
Oh,
no,
that'd be nice.
No, I want to go old school. I want Silver Surfer to get his own movie. I want a big-ass, real Galactus.
Not a cloud.
Man in the Purple Thing. I want the whole thing. And Thanos. If they did that, I would
come
be...
They have to.
Oh, Thanos is going to be an Avengers villain, probably the next movie. Well, remember everyone thought he was going to be the villain?
Yeah, well, they showed the Infinity Gauntlet at one point, and yeah, they teased us, bitches.
Okay, you never know.
If they had Adam Warlock on there, I'd be whipping.
Oh, exactly. Well, no, that's it. Anything Jim Starlin era, oh my God, just yeah, love it. Anyway, so I think that's it. You guys definitely should go out and see this opening night if you can, night before if you can. And thanks for listening, guys. And on that note,
flame off.